Blog Talk Radio.
Great to have you here. Hang on 1 second and we will get started on our lesson. Just trying to get the message out to Twitter and Facebook that we are on here. And I want you to know, as a Christian, if you're listening to this program, Jesus has told us that we are the light of the world. And you say, well, I thought he said that about himself, and he did. But when he had to go away, that's what he made us for, is to be that light. And I'll read you the verse here in a second and get you started. And I tell you, as I'm out and as I talk to people and, you know, as they see my sign and it's got Jesus first on it, I'm getting comments like, man, there's just too many hypocrites in church, and you're the most judgmental, unforgiving people that I've ever met, and things like that. And it's really, you know, it's hard to defend it sometimes. You know, it's just hard to defend it sometimes. And I try to think, you know, am I helping? Am I hurting? What way should I be going? But let me read you the verses. It's in Matthew 5:14 through 16, and it says, Jesus says, excuse me, Jesus says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and give light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know, I stop and think about this morning. A little bit of light, you know, it can be darkness all around, and you have a flashlight, or your cell phone's got an app on it now, and just that little bit of light can get rid of so much darkness. And, you know, you wonder, you know, because my naivety, if that's a word, or I was naive to think that, you know, we would just put Jesus out front and just, you know, so many people would just be like, man, we're in our church, we're praying for Christian leaders, so we're with you, you know. But then when I hear the flip side of the argument, I mean, no doubt the Christian crowd is going to be with the man that's voting, you know, that has a Jesus First campaign. But you've got to be concerned when Jesus tells us in there and gives us that story of leaving 99 sheep to go look for the one lost one. How do we find that lost sheep if they're just so tore up about the way that Christians act and the way that Christians have treated them? And it's scary in a way because, you know, you've heard that old story where you're your own worst enemy, you know. And we're trying to get people to come to church and hear the gospel and accept Jesus and get saved. And they're letting people and people's actions and the devil using people dissuade them from church, to sidetrack them from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So at the end of the day, with all these things going on out there, it's amazing to me when we stop and look around at some stuff. You know, how are we going to do it? How do we get Jesus out there? How do we give Jesus his proper place? Because it tells me in the Bible, don't cast pearls before swine. And what that means, you know, if somebody went out and tried to give a pig in the pig pen a big old thing of pearls, what are they going to do? They're just trampling it, right? Well, sometimes you want to give people the gospel and tell them how to get saved and how to get to Jesus and start a relationship and have a new life. But if it's not going to, you know, it's not our job to judge that, so I guess it still has to go out. But I guess we shouldn't be surprised at the way people do things. But what's killing Christianity today are the people who say they are a Christian, but their light is not showing it, right? They're not showing the light. And you say, well, you know, they showed the light, but it was the wrong light, you know. And I made the post this morning on Facebook on this verse was, hey, you know, if you're the light of the world this morning, keep your mouth shut till you feel like it. And what the meaning of that is, you know, we start out today, we're dragging and we don't feel good and we didn't want to get up. Somebody says something to us and we spout off and, you know, it just goes downhill from there. And there's so much of that in this crazy world that we're living in today. And anyway, with all that said, I just hope and pray that we do a better job. And, you know, I don't know the answer. You know, as I talked to someone that believed in abortion yesterday, and their thoughts were that it's better for that child to have never been born than to be born to somebody who didn't want the child. And, you know, there's some logic in that. But the verses in the Bible that says I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, you see, there's just so much moral dilemma in the decision making that our society is making. Now, can I make you do something? Oh, I can have a law and I can try to enforce something, but on a moral thing, it's really difficult. It's really difficult to legislate morality. They tried it with prohibition. People said, man, drinking's bad. You know, drinking's bad. People were dying from rot gut, whatever. I think that may have happened during prohibition. But anyway, make a long story short, the government said, hey, we're going to, this hadn't been but about 100 years ago, government said, we're going to quit selling it. Well, guess what? There was only one problem with that. Okay, there was a public interest and a public wanted it, and so it failed miserably and gave rise to organized crime and created an industry of black market stuff that is still out there today because we tried to legislate against something that people wanted. And that's one of the things in this country, good or bad, there's still an opportunity for you to go in the voter's booth and make your decision. So what is a Christian to do? I'm not supposed to push myself on you or my views maybe, but somehow I've got to get in a position where you look at me and see something different about me and inquire what is different. Why don't you cuss every breath like some people? Why don't you talk down about people? Why aren't you mean to everybody? Why don't you take what you want and, you know, I mean, you know, why do you care what happens to the foster kids? Why do you care what happens to the homeless? Well, what I'm finding out is even if you're not a Christian, a lot of people, you know, they care what happens to the foster kids. They care what's going on there with the homeless. So, you know, you don't have to be one without the other, but in the book I read, the Bible, it's going to be a crying shame to end up in heaven one day, according to what my Bible says, right? Because my Bible says it's the only way. Now, I don't know what the Buddhist believes. I don't know what the Islamist believe. But, you know, somehow we all have to live together because we're not supposed to be killing each other over our views. And, you know, sometimes you say, well, I would never shoot you or kill you over your views, but you destroy people with your mouth the same way. You know, you kill people all day long with your mouth, and then there you go. You know, how do we ever get that back? You know, once we get a reputation for being that kind of a person. They said Abraham Lincoln in his younger years was real bad about shooting his mouth off, and he would even go and stick letters about people he didn't like in their community, and you know, this, I don't like Joe because Joe believes in this, da 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 da, and whatever else, you know. But there came a point in his life that after which, and I think it had to do with somebody threatened him with a duel or challenged him to a duel, and Lincoln said, I don't think I'm interested in that. So he kind of learned his lesson, and you know, as a Christian trying to run for public office, I just don't want to be shy about putting Jesus out there. But then again, I'm depending on somebody else's view of a Christian, you see, to whether they vote for me or not. That's kind of scary if you think about it. It should be. We're all in one mind and one accord, and I would be proud that somebody would think of some of my Christian mentors and say, wow, you know, if you, you know, Well, without naming names, I really can't get into that. I don't want to do it. But, you know, there's just people that have meant a lot to you in your Christian walk, and you would say, man, that guy is a super good Christian person. That woman does so much for the church and so much for the community and just on and on, and just awesome stuff, you know. So you have all that. But to think that somebody is looking at me and saying, man, at Lunsford, I mean, I probably could like him, but I'm not interested because it says Jesus first, and I know this Christian, and they are a pure maniac. They'll cheat you for a quarter. They'll talk about you behind your back. They'll beat you to death. You know, they're never happy with the way you dress when you come to church. Listen, you need to go to church. I don't care if you have to go naked. The idea is to get there and to learn about Jesus. So I know firsthand. So I guess I'd have to say here that looking around and now, you know, kind of surveying the situation, I think the first time you run for political office, you go a lot of different directions as far as how you should have done something and how you maybe shouldn't have done it. But I will have to tell you that I've kind of learned a lesson on that, and I hate that because I want Jesus out front, because I know what Jesus can do in people's lives because he's done it in mine. So pray for that situation. But the light of the world, what does that mean? It means that, listen, we're in a world of darkness, and if we can just shed a little bit of light, if we can let our testimony out just a little bit, there is an opportunity for you and me to do great things for Jesus. So I don't know how I do that. I don't know. I mean, I just hate the thought of leaving Jesus off the top of that sign. Isn't it scary? Isn't it sad? And there's no respect for things anymore. So whether I want to follow, you know, somebody else or not, you know, there's still that fact that this country was founded upon Christian principles that are outlined in the Constitution. Oh, no, they're not. Oh, yeah, you better read it. In the first four paragraphs there of the Declaration of Independence, when you read that, you're going to find something. And what you're going to find is they depended on the providential care of the Almighty. They called on the Creator to carry them through. There's three or four other places, but in each of the four paragraphs there, there is something. So, you know, there's something to it, and I don't know the answer, I guess, is where we're going with that. So it's kind of troubling today. But when I think of being the light, there's no doubt what this program's for. This program is to get you to Jesus and tell you how, and tell you that if you're that Christian that everybody's looking at and calling a hypocrite, that's between you and Jesus. You need to talk to Jesus about it, and maybe you do have trouble keeping a promise to yourself, or keeping secrets to yourself, or maybe you do have problems of being judgmental toward other people, but you are depended on by Jesus Christ himself to be the light of the world. There's nobody going to go to your friends. There's nobody going to go to your family, okay? There's nobody going to go into your community but you. And if your light is burned out, or if your light's flickering, or if you don't even turn your light on sometimes because you don't want people to see who you identify with, please be careful with that. That's the thing that scares me the most, is because I want to make sure it keeps me accountable to walk into a place and say, I am a Christian. It'll keep my language better. It'll keep my thought process better. It'll keep me from jumping on somebody else or getting on somebody else in a way where, you know, it's not professional, maybe. It's not respectful, whatever it might be. So there's a bunch of different things there that you have to think about. So with that said, that's, you know, there's no use to beat on it. The idea is, if you're a Christian and you're out of fellowship, get back into church and get back with Jesus. If you're in church and you think you don't have any sin, you're a liar and the truth is not in you. And you can find that in the first chapter or two of 1 John over there at the end of the Bible. So No matter where we're at, no matter where we think we are today, our job today is to be the light. The light will shine in such a way that it will lead people toward the light. It will lead people toward the openness, the light of the world, the eternal life. See, if we're just wandering around in darkness, we have no direction, we don't know where to go, we don't know what's going on. You know, we don't have a plan. I've had a plan all my life. Now, I can't say it's always been the perfect plan. I can't say it's always worked the way I wanted it to work. But guess what? That's always been my plan, right? I've had a plan. You got to have a plan. Now, my plan changed 20 years ago because now my plan includes Jesus. And Jesus has the master plan. He can do some fantastic things. I believe we've hit about what we can here on this morning, but I'm just asking you, if you're a Christian, to be the light of the world. Remember Jesus' verse where he says, I send you forth as sheep amidst the wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Once again, what are we trying to accomplish there? We got to protect ourselves a little bit, don't we? But then I think about those disciples, those 11 or 12 that were martyred just pretty much right off the bat. Man, they lived different, didn't they? They had a belief system. You reckon Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a belief system a little deeper than ours? And maybe Daniel even before the lion's den, because I believe God is preparing the way before you even get to the lion's den. We may have to get into that a little bit more later. Have a great day. Be the light of the world.